Who's joining us? Shane Albers, by the way, the chairman of the Seaplane Base. Thank you so much for having us out and co-hosting. And you have a wonderful volunteer staff out here.
You bet. Thank you for that, by the way. Yeah, the folks here are just absolutely beautiful, and they're just wonderful. And just, I would argue, the best volunteers in the entire organization.
Well, I would hope you would say that.
Absolutely. So joining us today is Suzanne Betty Mosley. She is my office co-chair coordinator, and she is actually brand new to leading that office position this year.
Okay.
And she has been killing it.
Awesome.
Very kind. Thank you. Very kind.
But I'm sure with that role here, you have been here quite a few years. How many years have you been doing
This is my sixth year in the office. I think 6 years.
But here at the base?
At the base, maybe 7 or 8, but I have been in and around the base for many, many years. We have a family involvement here, so we've been around.
So you are part of that Vetti family?
I am. Yes. So my father and my aunt own the property of the Seaplane Base, yes.
Well, it is really cool to see you being involved in this then and having some direct involvement, because the use of the property is vital to, obviously, this happening. So,
well, we all love what happens here. We have many pilots in my family. I am not a pilot, but many, many pilots, and we really treasure what the volunteers and EAA do here. It's amazing. The land is ours, but everything you see here is done by the volunteers and EAA.
So you're the perfect person to ask. You live here year round, I assume.
I do. I just live right over there.
Yeah. So what does this look like once this craziness leaves? And I'm sure there is a kind of a sinking feeling when everything wraps up here and the year is about to finish up with AirVenture. But you look out your window and you look over here in, say, September, when things are back to normal, what's it look like?
It looks beautiful. I mean, the trees start to turn, and I can see the light that still shines here at night. I can pretty much see it from my house, and it's peaceful. And people still come in to see the beauty of it, and it's still well maintained.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. But they don't drive in. Usually boaters will come in and look, and kayakers kayak by. And we love it.
So tell us a little bit about the operation here, because that's your specialty.
Yes, it is. So in the office, we handle pilot registration, retail sales, information when people come by, and we really work hard to make everyone feel welcome. We have a charging station there. Occasionally, we have people who are extremely thirsty, and we'll hand them a bottle of water if they really need it. And our role there is to help the base be better and keep people feeling welcome and a center for people to come and find out what's happening.
That's awesome. And we can clarify and should clarify that this Seaplane Base is an extension of AirVenture itself. So some of the services that are provided here would be the same that you would get on the main grounds. In other words, armband sales.
Yes.
And armbands from the main ground are welcome here and vice versa. They're the same armbands.
Absolutely. We sell armbands. We sell EAA merchandise. We try to get as much seaplane merchandise as we can from Central, from the warehouse. And we're always looking for, you know, unique opportunities for seaplane merchandise here. But really anything. You can sign up for membership here. Most memberships can be offered here. Parking is handled there. When you pay for parking here, it is the same as parking anywhere on EAA grounds. So once you pay for parking here, you can park anywhere on EAA.
So in other words, if you have like a Lot C parking pass at EAA, you can come over here with your Lot C pass.
Yeah, so if here. You yeah. have, right, yeah. if you've paid for parking anywhere on EAA grounds, it is good for that day. And here as well as anywhere else.
Right.
Okay. We also have the shuttle bus, which is people love to do that because they park there, shuttle over here, walk down the beautiful path, and come see us.
That's right. So how early do you have to start preparing for, you know, the enormity of this event and this location here?
Well, we have a volunteer Memorial Day weekend where volunteers gather to begin the preparation. You can imagine after a winter of shutdown, at least what the office looks like. We have little visitors there, then we clean
Never.
Up. Yep.
Well, we are in the woods. So.
Yeah, we are in the woods. So we start our cleanup then. And then I would say about Wednesday before AirVenture, we begin to transform this place into what you see when you come here.
But, you know, to build off of that, kind of off the, you know, with the question there too, the conversations and the preparation to make this office and the whole seaplane base come to life, the planning never really stops. And the work leading right. up to it never really stops because, yep. again, like we were talking about, this is a mini hub of EAA.
Absolutely.
So all of the items and all the services that are available at the main field, they're available here too. And it's all done with volunteers over here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And we really want this place as a representation of EAA to be a place for people to come and get grass under their toes and, you know, water on their feet and a little bit of fresh air and still feel that they're a part of the EAA organization, which they absolutely are, because what you see here is a product of volunteer labor and EAA investment, and we greatly appreciate that.
You know, the flip-flop venue.
Yes, yes. You know, and just to real quick to highlight off of what Suzanne was saying here about the volunteers, we did a little bit of math. And through last night, from the start of convention through last night, 5,123 volunteer hours were put in through last night. Just incredible.
Just
right here.
Here at the seaplane base.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm at the office, I don't know, 12, 14 hours a day. And I have amazing volunteers in my office, really dedicated people who are also there, double shifts. And we really are there to serve everyone coming to the seaplane base and making sure that they feel welcome.
I can only imagine that this is a very popular place to volunteer.
Yes. You know? Yeah, oh, it definitely is. And actually, we have grown with over 36 brand new volunteers this year.
How many volunteers do you have, Shane?
We have over 300 on our email roster. Just huge.
Oh, wow.
And we have 200 plus that have volunteered just during convention.
Okay.
And they work too. Everybody works when you volunteer here.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's if you're going to volunteer, you
yeah,
know,
right. There's lots
it
to
takes
do.
A lot to put this all together.
Yeah.
You know, it does. So I have to ask, what is your favorite thing about the seaplane base? And of course, this is intimate to you because you grew
it,
up here.
It really is around. Intimate to me so. Because I am not a pilot. We are a family down here, and we really love providing this for everyone else to come and enjoy. I mean, that is the heart and soul of everything, and what we think about all the time is really how can we bring people here and have them enjoy the beauty that we get to enjoy and share it. So that is our goal.
So with a couple minutes we have left in this segment, what kind of things do you have for people to do when they come out here? We talked about the food.
Yes.
We talked about the vendors. You have other cool things for people to do when they travel out to the seaplane base.
Right. So, you know, one of the most popular things we have is our free pontoon harbor tour. We have certified six-pack captains that operate our pontoon boats, and they get you up close and personal to the aircraft out in the mooring field. But the other thing they do, too, is they offer the vast amount of information of the history of the property and the airplanes that are, quite frankly, just spinning around out there in the mooring field. Another thing that we offer, and this is truly what the seaplane base is also about, is next door, as I refer to it, it's all concrete. little bit of grass here and there. We're different. The only concrete we have is out in the mooring field. So we have grass and a beautiful gravel path, beautiful wood chip trails to walk down. And then we offer just rest and relaxation on the shoreline. In fact, it's not uncommon to find folks napping along the shoreline, perched up against a tree, or hanging their feet in the water.
Yeah, and speaking of water, I think you told me that swimming was a popular activity when
yes,
it was
sir.
95 Ooh. Degrees out here the other day.
It was hot. It was hot, and everybody can attest to that. But the other day, I've never seen this many people. We had 200 people swimming in Lake Winnebago, just walked right in on our sandy beach, right into the water. It's very shallow, about 3 feet deep for 200 yards out. And I can probably say 50% of those folks had their regular clothes on. It was that hot.
Their regular clothes versus like birthday suits?
Versus, well, exactly, yes.
No birthday suits.
No birthday suits.
Yeah. Only babies.
Well, thank you for joining us on the air. And thank you for everything you do. And thank you to your family for all they do for not only EAA, but we are EAA. I mean,
we are
EAA. Yeah. So yeah. Thank you so much for that. Jay Monchi, we're on the fly at the seaplane base, and you're listening to EAA Radio.